Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will vote on what may be the strongest regulations in North Carolina on vape and tobacco stores. The county ordinance will strictly limit the location of any store with 25% of its sales coming from vapes, THC products, and Kratom. The board will also swear in 5 members and vote on a new chairman. The meeting begins at 6:30 and may be viewed on the county's website, or you can attend in person. Meteorological winter began yesterday as temperatures have dropped to January normals throughout southeastern North Carolina. Meteorologist Christopher Cawley expects temperatures to dive into the 20s here again tonight and maybe as low as the upper teens on Wednesday morning. And a reminder to make sure you protect those pets, plants, and pipes. And also make sure the kids are properly dressed for the bus stop. Columbus County has opened a warming shelter at the Facts of Life Church at 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. It will be open again tonight from 7 p.m. through 7 a.m. and also tomorrow night during those same hours. Patrons will be asked to sign a waiver. If you have contact with homeless people or others in need, let them know about the shelter. And because of these cold temperatures, Community CPR in Whiteville is asking for donations of space heaters for the needy in our community. You can text 910-625-7221 if you can help. In other news, Jamari Graham is being held under no bond after allegedly shooting one person in Chadburn. He faces 4 charges of firing into an occupied dwelling and 1 of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. Meanwhile, the Columbus County Sheriff's Office is asking for help locating a missing man. Jose Puentes, 62, was last seen near Sellerstown Road last Tuesday afternoon. He was wearing a black t-shirt, black jeans, boots, and a black hat with a Texas emblem. If you see this missing man, call the non-emergency number at 910-640-1428. Charmon Tulson of Whiteville has been arrested in a single charge of indecent liberties with a minor under 16 years of age. Tulson, age 71, was taken into custody last Monday near his Canal Street home in Whiteville. He was released on a $10,000 secured bond. And there will be plenty of Christmas parades for you to attend in Columbus County this week. It all starts with Tabor City's parade and Christmas events Thursday night at 6 o'clock. The Lake Waccamaw Christmas Parade will be Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Then Saturday night, it's the Holiday Extravaganza in downtown Whiteville with the parade beginning at 6 o'clock. And Chadburn will have their Christmas parade Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And we have a list of Christmas events going on as well as the ones we just mentioned. You can find the information at ColumbusCountyNews.com. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.